The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1949. This week in our spotlight, well, it's a brand new district, the East Williston School District, and more importantly, the Wheatley School. And they have a very unique program that, well, it's not new. It's been around for a while. It's a school within a school. And we're going to learn all about this unique program. And we're going to be talking with the students and the teachers that are involved. But first, to learn a little bit more about the Wheatley School and the school within a school, we'd like to welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, Dr. Feeney. Dr. Feeney, welcome. And I've been asking all of our educators during the pandemic, how are things been this coming school year, this past school year? It's been a transformational period, almost 2 years now, and so much has changed. How are things on your end over there in East Williston?
There's a lot to say about that. And indeed, as you mentioned, it has been an interesting few years now. We're lucky we're in a very supportive district. We have a wonderful faculty. We have great students. And we have an understanding community with the support of administration. So we've been able to navigate the pandemic last year in the 2020-2021 school year. We were one of the few high schools that opened up for in-person instruction for all students every single day from the get-go. We're proud of that. And it's been a learning experience for everyone. We're all excited to get to the end of these trying days, and they'll arrive, and look back not so wistfully on the times that we've been through these last few months.
Yeah, I believe we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's another oncoming train. I think we are getting closer to the end than the beginning of this. And I know yours is one of the first districts post the holiday season, and it seems like the surge is kind of peaking and leveling off and hopefully coming down as quickly as it rose, and we could get back to business and focus on graduations and proms and wrapping up athletic events. So, Dr. Feeney, tell us a little bit about this program that you have at the Wheatley School called School Within a School.
School Within a School is a program that has been around for roughly 50 years. Wheatley is a school for grades 8 through 12. When students are about to enter grade 10, they have a decision if they'd like to enter this School Within a School program. SWS, as it's referred to, runs during period 7, 8, 9 of our 9-period school day. It's not in a separate location. It uses the same classrooms all of our other classes use. And those students during periods 1 through 6 are part of our community, right? They have classes with other students within our school. But for those final three periods of the school day, those students enter into a student-run democratic program, whereas they can earn their English credits, they can earn social science elective credits, they can also earn AP credits if they want, depending on what they take. But it's a special education that's focused on seminar style, small classes, focus on communication, especially writing. They get their English credits, and it looks a lot more like a typical college semester than it does, an English 10, English 11, or English 12 course. There's a variety of classes. Students can focus on what they're interested in. The students, Mr. Clark, Mr. Collier, will speak more to the range of classes. But for me, and I'm someone I've taught in the SWS program now for the last 7-8 years, students describe it as their favorite part of the school day. It's the part that often draws them to school and keeps them there. Students have a chance to develop and teach classes that pertain to their own interests. And that's not an experience you're going to get in other high schools where student you know, designs a curriculum, develops it, and delivers it to his or her classmates. It's a wonderful program. It has been flourishing over these last 6-7 years. It's had some trying times probably over the last 50, but any program does. But it's certainly at this time really just seeing some incredible courses, incredible students, and really wonderful opportunities for everyone.
Well, it certainly sounds student-centered with Mr. Clark. Some of the course offerings that Dr. Feeney was talking about, what are some of the things that are offered within SWS that make it unique compared to a traditional 9-period high school day?
Thank you. You know, I think the classes are often generated by the students. So students might come. I know Steve is doing a Shakespeare class at the moment. Kids really love his Shakespeare classes, so they kind of demand them, and they are happy to sign up for those, which is, I think, a great thing. Traditionally, we've done a mock trial. We had a mock trial tournament now. We've run a mock trial. Now, the last couple of years, it's on hiatus due to COVID, but we've had a mock trial going on almost 30 years. No, Sean would know the number. I forget the number. It's a big number. We've run a SWS mock trial tournament, so that's unique. But I think the most unique thing about the classes is the size, and I think the ownership and agency, because the kids get to choose which classes they take, like a college schedule. So if they sign up for my mock trial, they want it to be there, and they want to engage in that, you know, experience of being involved with the law, being a witness, a prosecutor, whatever it might be. If they're signing up for a Steve taught a screenwriting class just as we speak. And, you know, again, we had a former teacher zoom in from L.A. where he is, you know, a writer on a Netflix series. So I think that we try to build experiences that are unique. But I think it really is the kids having the choice and then the ownership and then being in a class with 12 to 15 kids who are sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And the expectation being that they need to come with something to say about the topic at hand so that it isn't a traditional setting where I'm going to impart knowledge. I'm going to be part of the conversation. And I think that's, I think, one of the great things in terms of the academics that really the kids like.
And Mr. Collier, you're also a teacher within a program and you represent and head up the English department. Talk to us about how some of the selections, you know, I'm looking at some of the selections based on the grade levels, and it's, you know, it's pretty rigorous material that the kids are tackling here. How are those decisions made? And I know there's an average class of between 12 and 15. Also talk to me about how kids are either recruited or how they choose. And is there a certain set of parameters that have to be met to enter SWS?
I can answer both of those things. We accept 25 kids about each year. We cap it at that. So the whole program doesn't get bigger than 75. Any student who's interested in being part of the program can apply to be part of it. And if more than 25 apply, we choose by lottery. We pick names because this is not a class for the most able only. It's for anybody who could possibly be interested. The last couple of years, have been running about 60, 70 kids. In terms of the courses and how they're developed, every marking period, the teachers sit down with a committee of students and propose courses that they think would be interesting and cover what needs to be covered in the English curriculum. We offer courses that are focused on reading and courses that are focused on writing. And every student has to take between 4 and 5 English classes each semester. Each of them meet 2 days a week for a quarter, about 16 sessions. And in terms of what I offer, students will say to me, "We loved what you did with Shakespeare. Can you tell us about Shakespeare histories?" And so I'm teaching a course in Shakespeare history. A kid brought me a book called A Visit from the Goon Squad 1 year and said, "This is an adult book that is not going to be in an English class, but my boyfriend read it. Can you read it and co-teach it with me?" And I did, and it was a huge success. We ended up talking to Jennifer Egan, who wrote it as part of that class. We teach everything. Right now I'm teaching everything from Ender's Game, which is a great YA sci-fi novel, to just tailored Henry the Fourth Part One and Henry the Fifth, and a class on poetry writing and a class on screenplay writing. We've classes on graphic novels and classes on Death of a Salesman. And about half of what they do are their English program. About half of what they do are electives taught by social studies teachers, which range from current event classes to classes on part of recent history or ancient history to classes on meditation to classes on books that help you to learn about our society or about how to meditate. You know, in the course of the year, they might take dozens of classes, all of them focused on things they're interested in. And we don't give tests. All of the assessment is based on presentations, writing, and class discussion.
So it's more of a portfolio assessment based on project learning and other factors in. And it really does sound like it prepares them for the next step of higher education with being college and or career ready. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to the students that are involved. And we have three of them that are leaders among leaders. And we're talking with the Wheatley School in the East Williston School District on the North Shore of Nassau County about their school within a school program. And you're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com, and we'll be right back after this. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Again, out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. And once again, we are speaking with the East Williston School District, in particular, the Wheatley School. It's their high school, grades A through 12, and the school within a school program. And it's been around for 50 years. So that's some very forward thinking back in the 70s to have it really student-centered, student-run, and tackling some heady topics. And now I want to hear from the students that are involved in the program. And this is the elected student leader for SWS this year, and that's Andre. Andre, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. What I would like to know from you first, Andre, how has the school setting been for you as a senior now, from your perspective over the last 2 years before we talk about SWS?
So do you mean how is being in the school like during COVID?
Yeah. How has it been an adjustment for you?
You know, something that that I'm really proud of saying for my school is that every second that I spend in there now, and even last year, I feel completely safe. I have friends who are teachers in like other schools. For instance, I have a friend who teaches at Sachem. And a lot of things, surprisingly, that we do here, they don't, because they don't really enforce masks that well there, and they don't really like do social distancing as well as we do. So honestly, I feel like the transition from being in COVID compared to not being COVID was kind of seamless for me, at least.
That's awesome to hear. So now let's talk about SWS. And talk to me, you know, you take your regular classes, you get all those required Regents classes out of the way, and now, you know, the last three periods of the school day. First off, how long have you been in the program, and what made you say, you know what, I want to be one of those 25 to be part of SWS?
Okay, so I've been in the program for as long as I could have been. I started in 10th grade, and now this year I'm going to be leaving. I didn't join SWS the traditional way that you are supposed to, like Steve said, with the lottery. There is an option for people who don't get into the lottery to write a letter of like a letter describing why you want to be in SWS. And I think in my letter, I wrote a lot about how like SWS is super community based and how they really sort of like encourage students to talk to other students and to really bond with other members in the community, including teachers. So I wrote a letter focusing like on that, and luckily I got in, because now SWS has sort of been like the highlight of my school life, I would say.
Great. Talk to me about the social science programs, right? Because I mean, the English curriculum that's offered is pretty wild and pretty varied and really exciting, but the social science offerings are something that really piqued my interest with some of the offerings. Talk to us about some of the highlights for you and what some of the programs have done for you personally.
Yeah, so something that I like about how SWS does learning social science is that there there are students in the program who really want to take like a lot of English and reading programs. So what you can do is that if you take like a writing class or a reading class, you can actually count it as a social science and use those classes to get your social science credits. But within SDVS, like there are a lot of opportunities for like amazing social science classes. I know if you're a student teacher, because I was a student teacher, the class that you have to teach is social science. So one class that a lot of students took this quarter was a class taught by a student named Lucas called, it was about like Greek and Roman mythology, and it was super awesome. I just think that it's great for students to really feel empowered and teach classes that they like are really interested in, getting other students hooked onto the things that they want to teach.
And to be a student teaching to your peers, number one, you have to really command your subject matter, but you also have to have that command and respect in front of your peers to run that class. What has been the highlight of this program for you as a senior that you're going to look back on and always remember?
And this, like, as of now, I think you know, as a senior, I'm having to really think and like look forward into like what I want to do with my life. And something that I really considered doing was becoming a teacher because of the program and like teaching English classes. And as funny as it sounds, something that I really had to sit down and reflect on is if like I really did enjoy learning English or if I really just enjoyed being an SWS. Do you know what I mean? Something that I love saying and that I love about SWS is that SWS is as strong as the student engagement and the community is, you know, because as like something that I think that is like special with SWS is the fact that it's sort of like egoless learning, where something that's like different with our program is that we call all of our teachers by their first name, whether they're like used to it or not. And I think like having that sort of like close relationship with your teacher, it kind of like forces you to really try and succeed because you don't want to let them down.
Egoless learning is something that I'm going to be that's my takeaway for the day. Sarah, you're also a senior. How long have you been involved with the program? And a little different twist, what piqued your interest to get in, but also how would you sell it to a current ninth grader who's going to be a 10th grader next year as to why they may want to consider and put their name in the hat?
Yeah, so I also started in 10th grade, just like Andre. And also just like Andre, I also wrote a letter to get in. I didn't get in through the lottery. If I had to like say to a 9th grader why they should be in the program, I would just say that it's super free. I think with a lot of out of like SWS English classes, you're kind of forced to read like what everyone else is reading and talk about what everyone else is talking about. But within SWS, I get to choose what I want to talk about. I took a philosophy class and now I'm like super into philosophy. Like I always read like articles on it and everything. I also got to teach my own classes. It's just so free. And you get along with like the academics, you also get to know people really well. I think that the community is the best thing about SWS because I got to talk to people that I never thought I would talk to, even people within my grade. And just being able to like share the SWS bond is really nice. And that's kind of like what I would do to sell it to a ninth grader.
All about the relationships and the engagements. Now you have a leadership role within SWS. You are head of human relations. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what are your responsibilities for heading that up, and what are some of the challenges within that position?
So as HR head, what I basically do is I run a lot of the events we have. We have a lot of parties to celebrate things. Every Wednesday we have a community day, and the community days is basically just to bring everyone together. Sometimes we'll have work periods for people to catch up on their work because we are taking like 5 classes a quarter, which can be overwhelming. So basically what HR heads do and all of HR is we plan those days. We want everyone to be interacting with each other, getting to know each other, to have like that community space. Some challenges, especially due to COVID, has been being able to make activities that are COVID safe. So we used to go on these trips every year for bonding, but because of COVID, we weren't able to do that. So instead we are having a late night where we're going to be able to kind of have that same experience, but being following regulations of COVID.
Great. Kayla, you are the new one to the group. You're a sophomore. So my question to you is, you probably had a certain expectation as a freshman coming into the program based on what you've known of it and its longstanding history. Talk to me about your expectation going in, and maybe there's been a pleasant surprise or something you didn't expect being a part of it now as a sophomore.
Yeah. So I'm going to be really honest. I actually just moved to this district. So like everything was new to me. And I actually read about SWS from Steve directly. What's it called? And I took it at first for honors credit. I'm not even going to lie. I took it for honors credit. And I walked in and I went to the first community day. And the first thing I realized is that, wow, like there's no barriers. It's more of just like everyone's coming together. And even if you're new, there's always like one, two, even like the whole community that's just there to be like, hey, who are you? Like, you know, and it's really cool because I never expected to be so into my new school as I am. Like it's been like 4 or 5 months since I'm in Wheatley, and I feel like I know like everyone.
Instant connection. And not only that, I mean, you have really hit the ground running. You are now the editor in chief of the SWS magazine. Talk to us about how that came about.
Yeah. So I was sitting with my teacher Todd once, and he was talking to me about how he wishes SWS had a newspaper. Right. And he was talking about how it could broadcast kids' work. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And what we do in SWS is if you have an idea, you bring it up to the community. So I was like, why don't you just bring it up to the community? And he was like, well, I can. It's student run and the students should be bringing stuff up. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it for him. I'll bring it up to the community. And I also like the idea of it because I'm quite the designer and creative person myself. So I liked the idea of it. And I was building like all of these ideas in my mind. So I was like, I asked people around me, I was like, would it be cool if we had a sort of magazine where we display work? So not only art, not only like literature and all the stuff, it'd be artwork, it'd be quizzes, it'd be shout outs, it'd be, you know, happy birthday too, it'd be advice. And I was talking about it with a lot of people, and a lot of people really supported the idea. And so I'm in the committee publications. So yeah, so they decided that it was a pretty good idea.
Further connection, further expansion of the community. Well done to the team over at the Wheatley School and the school within the school. It's been an exciting program. And Dr. Feeney, I'm going to invite you guys back so that we could have more students and learn more about it in the future. We want to thank the folks from the East Williston School District for listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and linewsradio.com. Thanks, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.